So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, today we're going to give you an overview of your liver, bile, and the microbiome, okay, because they all work together. So these are the players involved in bile production. So let's just kind of start with what is bile, okay? Well, first of all, you have the fat or oil and you have water, right? They don't mix too well. So basically when you consume food and some of that's going to be fat, it's not going to really break down in a water-based situation. So bile is used as a detergent. It's an intestinal detergent. Okay. That's what it is. It's soap. So if you were to have greasy hands and wash your hands with soap, you would get rid of the grease. If you wash your hands without soap, it's going to be real hard to clean them. So try to digest without bile. It's going to be really hard. So if we actually take a look at oil, okay, if I just open this up here and do my demo and pour in my bile detergent. Great. I just kind of spilled all over my hand here. Keep it nice and clean here. All right. So I poured my bile in there, my detergent, and then I go presto. I just shake a little bit. Bam! Look at that. It's all being emulsified right now. In other words, the detergent breaks down the fat particles, and what happens, it breaks them down to smaller particles. Okay, so bile basically breaks down your fat, and then you have the pancreas, which comes along and releases enzymes to break it down even further, so you can actually pull in the fat-soluble vitamins and the essential fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids, and like DHA, which is good for the brain. So that's kind of the function of bile. And so there's many different things that can happen that can actually interfere with your bile production. One is you have the gallbladder removed. So now you're not going to have a concentrated bile anymore. Normally, with the gallbladder, you're supposed to concentrate the bile up to 20 times. So if you don't have a gallbladder, it's not concentrated, it trickles down from the liver, it goes in your small intestine, and then it basically, it's not concentrated, so it's not going to be as effective, okay? So you're going to have undigested fat, and you're going to have less fat-soluble vitamins, less omega-3. So that's one aspect. It could be that you're not taking enough omega-3 fatty acids or enough fat-soluble vitamins from your diet. That's another reason why you can have a deficiency of those vitamins and health factors. Now, if the liver is damaged, okay, let's say it's fatty, it's inflamed, you have hepatitis, or you have scar tissue, cirrhosis, you're not going to be able to produce as much bile. So you'll have a bile deficiency from that alone. So many people who have insulin resistance because they're eating too much chronic elevation of sugar and starch develop inflammatory conditions of the liver, and then you start getting all sorts of problems with the fatty liver, and then you can't produce bile. So that's another aspect that you should be aware of. But the microbiome, all the 10 trillion bacteria, they're not all in the gut, but a good portion of them are, help to recycle the bile. So your bile is recycled 4 to 12 times in a given day, okay? 95% of all the bile is recycled. So your body is very, very efficient. So if you don't have enough bacteria in your gut, in the small, the large intestine, that could be the reason why you don't have enough bile to be recycled to have it work in the body. So we want to look at all the different aspects, especially after antibiotics or you have some type of imbalance like diarrhea, you lost all that microbe there. And then also, the other thing I want to mention is if you don't have enough bile, either because you don't have a gallbladder or because the liver is damaged, that alone can create an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria in the gut. So we need the the bile to balance out this microbial life. It doesn't seem to interfere with the good bacteria, only the bad bacteria. So it actually will kill off and dissolve the outer shell of the bad bacteria. So you can see it's very dynamic, and each thing works together. And I just wanted to bring this up of all the players involved with bile. And it could happen from the liver, could happen from the gallbladder. You can be deficient from the diet or the gut. Thanks for watching. Hey guys, so there's a whole bunch of people that really need this information. So press the share button and let's get it way out there. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.